Israel has launched a wave of air and ground operations in the Gaza Strip in response to Palestinian rocket attacks. In the deadliest strike, an Israeli aircraft fired a missile at a jeep, killing 5 members of a militant group called the Army of Islam. At least a dozen Palestinian rockets have been fired at Israel during the past 2 days. Israeli spokeswoman Miri Eisen says the situation in Gaza border towns is intolerable.
Israel will continue to defend all of our citizens at all times.
Last week, Israel declared Gaza an enemy entity, clearing the way for possible cuts in vital supplies such as fuel, water, and electricity. Israel blames the escalation on the Islamic militant group Hamas, which seized control of Gaza 3 months ago, routing the forces of its rival, the moderate Fatah faction led by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
The Hamas government is a terrorist organization-led government, and there's no other way to look at it.
Hamas defends the rocket attacks as legitimate acts of resistance to the Israeli occupation. Hamas spokesman Fawzi Barhoum described the Israeli raids and proposed economic sanctions as collective punishment.
This is the type of violence and terrorism toward all of Palestinians.
With nearly 2,000 Palestinian rockets fired from Gaza during the past year, Israel's government is running out of patience. Defense Minister Ehud Barak said he is moving closer to ordering a large-scale military offensive in Gaza. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.